Hi there, my name is Gladys Famario, and I'm the author of the books Overcoming Emotional Baggage and Healing a Discouraged Heart. Today's podcast is titled Five Quick Tips to Promoting Your Emotional Wellbeing. So that's five quick tips. Tip number one, strive to make the following words a reality in your life, such as equilibrium, harmony, peace, contentment, a steady pace, and time management. Tip number two, try to avoid triggers that may affect your well-being, such as stress, pressure, overcommitting yourself like some of us do, or having too much going on at the same time. Tip number three, balance all segments of your life, such as your physical environment, your health, your career, your relationships, your spirituality, your personal development, and even fun. Make sure you incorporate all of those and they're all balanced. Tip number four, watch out for early warning signs to tell you that there might be a problem with your well-being. These can include physical warning signs, such as feeling run down, drained, changing your appetite or sleeping patterns. It could include emotional traits like lack of motivation, a sense of hopelessness, negative outlook, being detached. It could include spiritual issues, such as issues with God, issues with forgiveness, guilt, finding it difficult to pray, and it can also include social issues such as isolation and withdrawing from responsibilities, and perhaps using things like food, drugs, and money to try and cope with your current situation. These are some of the fixed things that you should look at in terms of early warning signs. And tip number five, get the support that you need. We all need help. We all need people around us. These can be in the form of friends. They could be family. They could be, you know, people who are available to us in terms of pastoral care. It could even be professional help in terms of counseling. There is nothing wrong with asking for help. In fact, I've found that the more we isolate ourselves and don't reach out to somebody, the more these issues are compounded. So please take charge of your own emotional well-being and be proactive. Do something about it so that you don't have to then start back in track and trying to deal with issues later down the line. Okay, so go for it, manage your well-being and keep soaring. God bless you. For more information, you can log on to gladysf.com. That's www.gladysf.com. Bye.